4 years. I think the first time you played them here, there was a snowstorm. There's like 2,000 people here, and now sellout.
What's crazy is we won by 20. That's what I think is so miraculous about that night. But yeah, we've come a long way. We have. And like I said, I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to even be here. It's been a long journey that you just want to continue on and take it just step by step, day by day.
They're kind of the bullies of the Big Ten, if you will. I mean, they are the flagship basketball program and have been under Izzo. What would it mean for your program? I mean, is it a resume-building type of game, potentially?
Oh, yeah. I think whenever you can get a win against a Michigan State team, it's always good for your resume, whether it's home or away. So we definitely coming in with that mindset. It's important also because it's the next game, and because they're also in contention for a Big Ten title too. So it's a game when you get down into the latter part of the season that you're going to wish you had if you don't get it. So we might as well try and take care of it while it's in our hands and not leave it in too many other teams' faces, if you understand.
Is there an approach that I mean, because you guys have always talked about it's the next game, everything's the next game. Mm-hmm. Is it important to have kind of an even keel about tomorrow night?
Yeah, you don't want to make it too big and then, you know, you get down and on yourself and on the team, and, you know, you don't want to lack any confidence. But I think every game is important. Some a little more than others. I think y'all is what you're looking right for. And it's only because it's a resume building team, and also because it's a team at the end of the year. Like I said, it's gonna be there with you, and you're gonna, like I said, you're gonna look back on these games. Did you win them or lose them? And especially when you're at home, you want to take care of home court. So they're more important when you break down the intangibles of each game in that sense. But this game isn't any more important, I don't think, than the Northwestern game. You know.
Now, this is a game where I think a team that's beat you the last two or three Big Ten tournaments.
Yeah, every year in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, and it's been pretty excruciating loss. I mean, last year's, I don't think I've seen a tougher loss for a team to accept than what you guys had to deal with.
Yeah, we watched the film of that game yesterday, and I think everybody was pretty upset, you know, so we still have that in the back of our minds. What happened last year, not wanting that same feeling. So I think we'll definitely take that into consideration when we take the court tomorrow as a team.
So was it one of those things where, when you say you guys were upset, like it was this exact same feelings you felt that night, just reliving it, or was it just a different kind of?
It was a different kind of upset. You can look back and reflect without any anger. You know, it wasn't like how it was that the night it happened. So, so I think from that standpoint, it was upsetting, but it was something we could sit there and actually watch and learn from. You know, I hadn't watched that game until then. So, I think it's two different types of upsets.
What did you learn from it?
You gotta beat a tougher team. You know, I think they out-toughed us the last more latter part of the second half, because we had plenty of chances to win the game, and we weren't making shots. We had some key turnovers and empty possessions and stuff like that. And then they finally started hitting shots and they started scoring. So it puts a lot of pressure on your defense when you're not scoring to try and stop another good team that hadn't been scoring and now they're starting to get going. So they have a lot of weapons, and it was at that point in time tough to try and take them all away.